WRAL Sports starts now. Sponsored by Heister Automotive.
One of the biggest triumphs of the Tar Heel season was beating their rivals Duke back on the fourth. But what isn't talked about around that is that the Heels have lost two of their last four. Tonight they were on the road against a hungry Syracuse team who they embarrassed exactly 1 month ago. The Heels beat the Orange by 36 on January 13th. They're looking to put together back-to-back wins for the first time since January 22nd and 27th. The Orange, however, shot the lights out, 63% for the game. Chris Bell letting it ring from long range in the first half. Orange led by as much as 10. Then the Heels took the lead towards the end of the first. Back-to-back threes from Harrison Ingram, but the game was tied at the half. Cuse took the lead to start the second. RJ Davis brings the Heels within one, team-high 19 points. However, Judah Mintz had an even bigger game for Cuse, a game-high 25 points, and we had a court-storming Heels upset by the Orange, 86-79. Duke expected Jared McCain to be a threat in scoring, but becoming one of the best rebounding players is a bonus. And for the last five games, McCain has grabbed double-digit rebounds for the Blue Devils. In fact, McCain has grabbed more rebounds by a high major freshman, shorter than 6'5", in a five-game conference stretch in 16 years. And it's all to feed his offensive game.
Yeah, I think it's just more of a want. Coach is allowing me to crash the offensive board, so I'm able to kind of sneak in sometimes and get the on the free throw blockouts or something like that. But I think I just want it. You know, it's something our team needs sometimes, and I feel like I can execute that. When I'm able to get the rebound defensively and just push it, like when a guard gets the rebound, it's so easy to push it and get out in transition early. And then I love those transition threes, probably my favorite shot to hit.
Duke's Kara Lawson will once again represent USA Basketball in the Summer Olympics. This time, she will be one of the assistant coaches for Team USA Women's Basketball. Lawson has been coaching in the USA's 3-on-3 teams since 2017, and she's brought in 7 gold medals since then. The Triangle will be represented very well at the NFL Combine from February 26th until March 4th. 321 players will take part in the showcase. 9 will represent North Carolina, NC State, and Duke. Drake May and Tez Walker are headlining players for the Tar Heels, and also includes Miles Murphy and Cedric Gray, who are also going. For NC State, Dylan McMahon and Peyton Wilson are headed to the Combine. Representing the Duke Blue Devils in Indianapolis will be Graham Barton, Jacob Monk, and also Dwayne Carter. Carolina Hurricanes are winners of 5 of their last 6. Tonight, they had a rough one on the road. Piotr Kochekov in goal as the Canes are looking to take on the Stars, maybe get a win. Canes down 1-0 in the second period. 13 seconds into the period, Seth Jarvis flips it to Jordan Stahl, and he puts it home. Ties the game at 1. Now, tied at 2 in the third period. Stars rush the net. Jason Robertson slides it past Kochekov. That was the go-ahead goal. Canes lose 4-2 in Dallas. Now, here's something I'm wondering what's going on, right? Mm-hmm. Sure. They have nothing to do with each other. But last week, when the Carolina Hurricanes lost, the Tar Heels also lost on the same night. This week, Tar Heels lose on tonight. Also, the Carolina Hurricanes lose on the same night. Hmm. What is going on?
They got to stop copying each other.
Yeah.
Or except maybe win.
Or stop partying the night before together. I don't know.
Yeah, or maybe it's that. We'll see. Thank you, Chris.
A 12-time Grammy-winning artist is coming to Raleigh.
When you could expect to catch singer-songwriter John Legend in a Triangle. Still ahead.
New numbers out today show the North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival was a big economic boost in its 8th year.
And more than 216,000 visitors from all 50 states came to Cary to see the giant lantern displays at Cocoa Booth Amphitheater. The Greater Raleigh Convention and Visitors Bureau said the festival generated more than $8 million in economic impact. That's up nearly $1 million from last year. The festival was open daily from mid-November to early January. Storm damage to several displays forced the festival to close for almost a week, early.
My family loved that festival. Just magnificent.
Yeah.
It really is amazing.
It's a wonderful thing to see in person.
And to be able to showcase,
Grammy Award winner John Legend is coming to the Triangle this summer for a special show.
An evening with John Legend is scheduled for August 11th at Cary's Cocoa Booth Amphitheater. The show is described as a special solo performance featuring songs and stories with Legend. People can experience intimate reimaginings of his greatest hits like All of Me and Ordinary People, and then some new releases too. Tickets go on sale to the public Friday at 10 a.m. Valentine's Day might be a great opportunity to treat yourself or someone else, but yourself too.
Yeah, sure. Why not? You're important to you.
Yeah.
Here's a list of some of the popular gifts from Consumer Reports. The Keurig K Mini Plus is convenient to use and comes in a variety of colors. La Roche-Posay, is that it?
La Roche-Posay.
Is a one of Consumer Reports' top-rated sunscreens. Or maybe it's the Dyson Supersonic Beauty Tool that you have your eye on. Testers give it a top mark when it comes to drying speed. Upgrade movie night with this dash, well, with a dash popcorn maker, giving a toastier flavor in 2 minutes. You see the gravity-weighted blanket there. It's a 15-pound throw. Or some Zen. For some Zen, try a subscription to a meditation app like Calm or Headspace.
Yeah, I like that one too. Not bad. Mm-hmm. This weekend, Super Bowl game will go down as the most watched program in a generation.
According to Nielsen and Adobe Analytics, the Super Bowl 58 averaged 123.4 million viewers. That's TV's biggest audience since the Apollo 11 moon landing in 1969.
Wow.
Last year's Super Bowl, featuring the Chiefs and the Eagles, was previously the most watched with 115 million viewers.
It's a good thing they put on a good game.
Yeah. Thank you for watching. Make sure to watch our morning news starting at 4:30.
The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon is next. Good night.
It was the second attempt to impeach Mayorkas after the first try last week failed by 2 votes. Republicans say Mayorkas has unlawfully allowed millions of migrants to cross the U.S. border. We spoke with a political science professor at NC State who says this vote sets a dangerous precedent.
We have a 200-plus year history of not turning policy disagreements into impeachments. And this is a policy disagreement. The Republicans could not find a single credible constitutional scholar to say this is an appropriate use of the impeachment power.
Republican Congressman Greg Murphy from North Carolina released a statement about his vote to impeach, saying, quote, "The secretary's actions and purposeful neglect of our nation's laws are unbecoming of the office he holds. Our nation cannot prosper if our leaders are not held accountable when they fail to uphold the oath they made to our Constitution and the American people."
This afternoon, the state Supreme Court will hear the case of Chad Copley, a Raleigh man convicted of killing a 20-year-old man in his front yard. Chad Copley was sentenced to life in prison after shooting Corin Thomas as he walked outside Copley's home in 2016. Thomas was leaving a house party at another home at the time. Copley claimed he heard a disturbance in the front of his house and was trying to protect his family. The state court of appeals overturned Copley's life sentence in 2019, ruling that it was tainted by the prosecutor implying racism was a factor. Today's hearing begins at 2 p.m.
A child and an adult remain in critical condition this morning after a terrifying crash at a hospital. Take a look at this video moments after a car crashed through the wall of an ER in Austin last night. Police say the driver of that car died at the scene, and in total, at least 5 other people were hurt. Authorities say there's no indication the crash was intentional. Officials at the hospital say the building is in good condition, but it's unable to accept ambulances as it works to set up a new entrance.
Wake County School Board has a new member. The school board appointed Toshiba Rice last night. She will serve until December. She replaces Tara Waters, who is now a Wake County commissioner. Rice will be sworn in February 20th and will serve the remainder of Waters' vacated term. The seat is up for re-election in November.
Employees at St. Augustine's University in Raleigh say they aren't being paid on time. An email sent by the Office of the President explains the delay in Friday's paychecks. It says the school is working on finding a solution and implementing measures to ensure financial security moving forward. Employees tell WRAL this also happened in November and December. University leaders did not want to comment. Meanwhile, St. Aug is fighting to keep its accreditation and has an interim president after firing the last one.
Former President Donald Trump is expected to be in a New York courtroom tomorrow for his hush money payment case. Sources say Trump will go to that hearing over another that's happening at the same time in Georgia. Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis will be testifying about allegations she had an improper romantic relationship with the top prosecutor in the election interference case against Trump and others. Sources say he liked the idea of seeing her testify, but his advisors argued the New York hearing is more important.
Today is Ash Wednesday. A local church is offering a chance to get your blessing to go. Christ the King Lutheran Church on Walnut Street in Cary is once again offering its Ashes to Go service this morning. You can drive through and get your blessing between 7 and 9:30 this morning. The church will also have on-site worship services at 11 this morning and 6:30 tonight.
A rescue mission is underway after a landslide trapped 9 miners underground in Turkey. We'll tell you about the environmental impacts this could have on major rivers nearby as crews rush to find the missing miners.
And it's a story that proves love can last a lifetime and beyond.
I think that that is one of the most romantic things I've ever heard of in my life.
Coming up, we'll tell you about a widow in California who still gets Valentine flowers from her late husband every year.
Also, this live look down Salem Street in Apex. Good morning to you. It's going to be a chilly Valentine's to start. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will take us through the forecast next.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
444, it's a much colder start this morning. 35 in Durham, 35 Raleigh, 32 right now in Fayetteville. Our skies are clear and the winds are much calmer than they were this time yesterday. So besides the fact that it's chilly out there, it should otherwise be fairly pleasant. Could be a little bit of patchy frost as our temperatures are in the mid-30s, but it's not likely to be widespread, probably just some rural areas. If you're headed out the door for exercise, of course, it's going to feel chilly, but it is February at this point. You know, whoever is out exercising at this hour of the day is used to the cold temperatures. We'll climb up to around 60 this afternoon, which puts us just a little bit above normal. We'll talk about what our normal temperatures are for this time of year and some fun stats about Valentine's Day, the coldest, the hottest, and the snowiest coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Rescue teams are working to free 9 miners who are trapped underground after this landslide hit Turkey on Tuesday. The landslide at the gold mine happened at 2:30 in the afternoon, and 9 workers have not been heard from since it hit. There's concern the soil may contain dangerous substances like cyanide, since it's been processed for gold. This could be an environmental danger for the nearby Euphrates River. The same mine was closed down in 2020 after a cyanide leak into that river. It reopened in 2022.
A legal battle over who will provide health care for more than 700,000 teachers, state workers, and their families is underway. Blue Cross Blue Shield had done the job for more than 40 years until the state health plan switched to Aetna last year. State Treasurer Dale Falwell, who oversees the health plan, was in court for the start of the trial yesterday. In an exclusive interview with WRAL, he defended the decision to switch away from Blue Cross.
This is about what's in the best interest of those that teach, those that protect, those that serve, and taxpayers like them.
Blue Cross disagrees. Its lawyers say the state will lose tens of millions of dollars by switching to Aetna. Aetna is fighting back in court, saying it won the bidding process fair and square. You can read more about this story in the NC Capital section of WRAL.com.
Hundreds of law enforcement officers, community and family members gathered in Dunn Tuesday to pay their final respects to Harnett County Deputy Chris Johnson. His wife and 4 children looked on as his body was transferred from a hearse to the caisson unit. Hundreds of people gathered inside Central Baptist Church for a memorial service honoring Deputy Johnson. He died a week ago after colliding with a tractor trailer in his patrol car. Johnson spent 16 months as a school resource officer at a middle school with previous jobs in Sampson County and in Dunn.
Chris Johnson was one of the few that allowed his kindness and sincerity to make that badge brighter.
After the service, Deputy Johnson's body was taken to a private family cemetery in Clinton for burial.
The people behind Mickey, Donald Duck, and the other characters in Disneyland in California are seeking to join a union. Disneyland employees who perform as characters want to join the Actors Equity Association. Performers who do the same work at Disney World in Florida are already in a union. More than 21,000 other employees at Disneyland are already represented by unions.
A California woman knows she is going to receive flowers and a card from her husband every Valentine's Day. It kept happening years after he died as well and still does. John and Diana Maver met in high school when they were 16. They married and had 3 children, lived a happy life in Danville near San Francisco until John passed away in October of 2017. 4 months later, on Valentine's Day 2018, Diana got an unexpected gift.
Roses and lilies, white lilies. And they represented our love for each other.
The same bouquet, the same card arrives. He set that up so that that would happen every year. For her, I am assuming, for her entire life.
77-year-old Diana is again looking forward to getting something from her forever Valentine today. That's sweet.
That is just one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard. That's love. 4:48 now. You're going to love today's forecast with all that sunshine and a lovely February day for our Valentine's Day. Elizabeth Gardner and the WRO Severe Weather Center tracking how our day's shaping up. Yeah, it's going to be hard to complain about this one, that's for sure. Skies are clear. A beautiful little crescent moon was hanging out earlier this morning. We take a live look at downtown Raleigh. Temperature 35, you know, but it is the middle of February. Our dew point's 29. That means that it is dry. So those of us who whose hair doesn't do well in the humidity, we're all good today. Our temperatures climb into the 50s by the time we get to lunchtime. And of course, we have a treat for you here at WRL. If you happen to drive down Western Boulevard on your normal routine this morning before the sun comes up, we have the tower lit in pink, and we'll do it again tonight. So happy Valentine's Day for us. From us, we have high pressure that is building, and that high pressure system is going to keep things nice and dry for us for the next few days. We've been watching the potential for some showers on Saturday. The models are backing off that a little bit, so that's good news if you had plans to be outside. But we do have some colder air that rolls back in over the weekend, too. We take a look at what you'll see heading out the door. 30 degrees right now in Southern Pines. That's the coldest spot. It's 32 in Fayetteville, 35 in Goldsboro, 37 in South Hill. So temperatures are going to continue to drop a little bit because we have clear skies. There could be a little bit of patchy frost in a few places this morning. I love this. We've got the crocuses coming up here on our graphic. I've seen those in my neighbor's yards right now. 60 the high in Raleigh this afternoon, 58 in Durham, and 62 in Fayetteville. So feeling pretty pleasant out there. The warmest Valentine's Day, 78. That's the record for today, set back in 1949. And the coldest, -2, set way back in 1899. And the record snow, that's the one I'm loving, but it was a long time ago. 1913, we had 6 inches of snow on Valentine's Day. We have some cooler temperatures ahead for the weekend, but watch this band of warmer air. This is where temperatures are above normal. And we push that ahead, kind of creeps in for us for Thursday and Friday. And then especially by Sunday, you're going to notice a difference in the temperature. We cool down a little bit, but this is the time of year we tend to have a pretty consistent temperature roller coaster. Our normal high is 55, so we're close to that today. Looking at 60 for today, and then 66 for Thursday, 60 on Friday, and we drop to 51 on Sunday. But it looks like we're going to see some sunshine on Sunday. For the following week, the 19th through the 23rd, a good chunk of the country is above normal. We'll likely see temperatures near normal. Our only below normal spot is down in Florida, actually. If you're headed out to dinner tonight with your Valentine, our temperature at 6 o'clock will be 52, and at 8 o'clock, 47. So jackets will probably feel nice. Again, looking at a small chance for some showers on Saturday. We're starting to drop that potential a little bit. We'll walk you through what we could see Saturday, and then another little warm up again for next week.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Megan, the Duchess of Sussex, is coming out with a new podcast. We'll tell you everything we know about it next. Today's entertainment news, the trailer for the latest Deadpool installment hits a record, and there's a preview of a new movie about Bigfoot. Here's David Daniel with the Hollywood Minute.
Your little cinematic universe is about to change forever. I'm the Messiah. I am Marvel Jesus.
He may not be wrong. Marvel says its trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine racked up 365 million views in its first 24 hours online, more than any other movie trailer ever. Marvel's first R-rated movie introduces the Merc with a Mouth to the MCU when Deadpool and Wolverine opens in theaters July 26th. A Bigfoot movie from their point of view. Here's your first look at Sasquatch Sunset, starring Riley Keough and Jesse Eisenberg. The film tracks the shaggy giants as they struggle to survive the ever-encroaching modern world. Sasquatch Sunset opens in theaters April 12th.
Skip. That was David Daniel reporting there. Sasquatch Sunset.
And you wonder why attendance at movie theaters is low right now. You still have time to register for Lee County Special Olympics 2024 Splash and Dash. It's happening Saturday, February 24th at the O.T. Sloan Park in Sanford. You're encouraged to team up with friends and loved ones, wear costumes to show support for the Special Olympic athletes.
Notre Dame is one step closer to coming back to for tourists, and scaffolding being removed from the cathedral's top yesterday, revealing a new spire there, decorated with a golden rooster and a cross. The golden rooster features phoenix wings, a symbol of the cathedral's rise from the ashes. Notre Dame has been under construction ever since its devastating fire back in 2019, and it is scheduled to reopen December 8th.
Love the symbolism with the phoenix. Shiloh Park in Morrisville has a new look. The renovated park was revealed with a ribbon-cutting ceremony yesterday. There are new sidewalks connecting to the bathrooms, repaved parking spaces, a new and improved basketball court, and a playground. Renovations and improvements were funded by the American Rescue Plan Act. Shiloh Park is one of the oldest parks in Morrisville, and it's located in the historic Shiloh community.
Meghan Markle has a new podcasting deal. Lemonada Media says the Duchess of Sussex will host a new podcast on its platform. The podcast network will also begin streaming Meghan's podcast, Archetypes, which debuted in 2022. The move comes less than a year after Prince Harry and Meghan ended their podcasting partnership with Spotify.
Breaking news in Cumberland County. What we've learned about an early morning crash involving a pickup truck and an ambulance.
Valentine's Day is here, but a growing number of people are choosing self-love over a romantic partner. WRL's Ken Smith will join us in the next half hour with a look at the rise in Americans choosing to be single.